The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Every year, the Houston Texans cheerleaders set attendance records at auditions, and 2014 was no exception.
I want to re-audition because after you get that first year in, you want it back, you want to do it all over again.
Follow the road to becoming a Houston Texans cheerleader and get a look at what happens once you make the squad. Hundreds will audition, but only a select few will make the squad. This is Houston Texans cheerleaders living the dream.
With the Houston Texans cheerleaders, I've given us kind of a nickname of the hardest working cheerleaders in the NFL because we are pretty much one of the younger squads established in the NFL, and there's other teams that have 30, 40 years of experience and exposure. I will say with social media that has helped us a lot in the past couple of years, I think the biggest lesson I've learned was to just be ourselves and not try to copy anyone. You know, I'm honored and just amazed at how many girls come out, and every year everyone's like, how do you get all these girls to come out? And I'm like, hey, I'm just lucky. I have Houston Texans girls to come. And, you know, we try to market to everyone, all races and sizes and, I mean, everything. Because I want us to be a representation of the Houston community.
I want to re-audition because after you get that first year in, I just finished up my first year, you want it back, you want to do it all over again. I remember going to the first game and realizing, oh my gosh, here it is, all the nerves. And then the next day I knew it was the last game. So it's just that experience that's once in a lifetime, you can't get back until you re-audition. So I decided to come back and re-audition.
I have two friends on the team right now, and I've been kind of following them throughout the past year and just seeing the experiences that they've got to have. And I've had a dance and cheer background. I did that my whole life. I just thought to myself, if they can do it, why can't I? And so I kind of set it as a goal, and look where I am now.
You know, I tell girls, as soon as you walk out of your car on audition day, you're on. But when you walk in, you know, all eyes are on you, the way you carry yourself, if you have an attitude. I've had girls get cut, like, pretty much on the sidewalk. They had a nasty attitude to me. Throughout that night, everyone's looking at you. I have vets looking at you. I have staff looking at you. I have my little moles in the crowd looking at you, because I want to know the true you, and then I only have a short amount of time to find that out.
On audition day, I'm going to be honest. I think it can be a little intimidating. You walk in there, you see the 12 calendar girl posters. You know, you see that. You see 1,200 girls. It's a little intimidating, but you know, as long as you prepared and you did what you were supposed to, you go in there, you can be confident and really shine and do what you need to do to make the team.
This is my first time auditioning, and I'm really excited. Well, what made me want to come out is that, you know, I just love dancing. That is my passion. I've done African dance. I was the captain of my college university dance team, so I feel like this is the next step in my dance career.
I have not auditioned before, so this will be my first time trying out. I'm just expecting to go out there, do my best, have a fun time dancing with everyone and the friends that I'll make. I've already made one friend now, and it's just been fun ever since I got out of my car.
It's been my dream for a while. This is my fourth year to try out over a 5-year time span. And last year I made it to finals and I got cut, so I just had to do it one more time.
It was pretty intimidating, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't know what to expect at all since it's my first year, but there's so many girls, so many beautiful girls, but you know, you can't let that affect you, so I just stayed focused and did what I had to do.
I guess it's so easy to get caught up in looking at everyone else and comparing yourself, but I would say just focus on yourself and knowing the dance and make sure that you bring your A game and that you look the best and everything that a cheerleader would encompass.
Audition day, I'm really excited because I'm so blessed to have so many selections of girls to pick from. So when I go in there, there's 1,000 girls, I'm like, it's just endless opportunities, and I'm so excited. And really, they look so good. And I'm like, if I could have a squad of 1,000, you know. this would all be good.
I did pageants back in my day, so it's definitely the longest pageant you could ever imagine. Returning and being a vet, although many people don't know, we come in there just like the 1,200 other girls.
You know, in the beginning, I used to let the vets have a bye round one, and then as time went on, I said, you know what, sometimes we need a little reminder of how fortunate we are. So our vets, they start from round one. I think it's good for them to see, you know, how many other people would love to be in their shoes.
As a vet returning, you still have to fight for your spot, so it's even more nerve-wracking. You know what you have to lose, so you just go out there and give it your all.
But sometimes, you know, people take things for granted. They're like, oh, I'm a Texas cheerleader, and they just ride off into the sunset not thinking. It reminds me, like, oh, yeah, you know, this is, other people want my spot, and I have a very fortunate, you know, opportunity to, you know, thrive off of, so let me, you know, be appreciative of what I have.
Coming up, find out which cheerleader hopefuls make the final squad.